Hello, everybody. This is Rick Wilkinson. And when we were in Beijing, I ran into a little bit of a problem and caused some consternation. But the problem got resolved, or we found out about it, while touring the Forbidden City. So I thought I'd throw play just a little clip of that so I could hear the reaction when we heard the good news. So here it is.
Yeah. This
is amazing. It's complex. It's so
now, are there trees and stuff in this area?
No.
No trees here
no
either?
Trees.
No vegetation, no gardens, no bushes, no nothing.
Really? I thought there would be all kinds of gardens. And
there's a garden in at the angle.
There's a big turtle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a turtle. Look like stork. Turtle. But this is a dragon.
It's a dragon.
In China, we have 9 dragons. This is older dragon.
Oh.
Dragon has 9 sides. Yeah,
there's
a turtle body, a dragon hide.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It means longevity, long life.
Oh.
Oh, wonderful!
They found the passport.
What? They found the passport.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, where? Oh my gosh, are you lucky?
That's really good, yeah.
So
I found her back.
Oh man,
we are so
happy.
Thank you for all your help and patience.
I'm going to carry his passport for him.
Come on, I'm recording this. I don't want everybody to know how stupid I am.
We can laugh over this one, buddy.
Oh, God. I haven't gotten my hand yet. That's when I'll feel relieved. So how do we get it?
I call her back.
Yeah. Oh, you're calling back. Okay.
你好，那个刚才是您给我发短信，然后那个说护照找到了是吗？
That's right, folks. The cribbage icon lost his passport. Discovered it when we got into Beijing off the overnight train from Xi'an, and didn't notice it actually until we got to the first stop for the sightseeing that day, and it wasn't in my pocket. I was carrying my back pocket like a dumbbell. And so that caused a whole chain of events. I knew I must have lost it on the train. You know, it must have fallen out in the sleeper car at night. And I just hadn't done, you know, due diligence to check that I had everything when I left the train. And called the American Embassy, which was closed on the weekend, to find out what to do about it. They said, well, come in on Monday. Well, we're supposed to fly out on Monday. and then they told me, well, you're going to have to, you know, get a police report, and you've got to fill out a new passport application, come in with 2 photos, plus some identification that you're a United States citizen, which basically I didn't have. But and then I'd have to get a new visa. I could have been another week in Beijing while Larry went on with the trip, but fortunately, the folks on the train found my passport and called us. I just thought you might enjoy hearing the outcome of that. Okay, take care, everybody.